Prayer is such a treasure. Will you pray with me? Loving God, we thank you for this moment in time that will never be the same, this moment in time that you have brought to us and for us. Please be with me, Alicia, as I speak these words. Please let the words that come out of my mouth be what the people here need to be, what the people here need to hear. Please be with us as we listen and as I do my best in my humanity. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The treasure of prayer. Prayer is a place to turn, to cry, to be grateful, to be grounded, to be compassionate. Prayer can even motivate us to act as we listen or feel led toward doing something. Many of you know that I am a widow. That's one part of my identity. The other is that I'm a single parent. My daughter's father cannot help me parent or cry with me in frustration or laugh at my daughter's quirks. Many of you know that I have a 19-year-old daughter who is still a teenager. I have made it through most of those teenage years as a single parent. I have made it through her hospitalizations, the stress that comes with a child who wants straight A's, even when she's taking AP classes, calculus, and physics, and the grief of a child who lost her dad way too early in life at age 8. Many have asked me how I've made it through all this. Well, first of all, I have great friends and family who have listened to me through all of this. But I'd have to say the biggest reason is prayer. Just as the song we just sang, Sweet Hour of Prayer. God is always with us, willing to listen to us scream in frustration or cry so hard we can't even make sense, and to be grateful for a child's healing. I've done a lot of praying in my car. For some reason, when things get tough, I find myself in my car praying. And on a normal day when I'm in my car, I find myself praying. Sometimes in private prayer, we don't even know what to say. But don't worry, God knows what we are trying to say and what we need. Jesus is a friend who is always there. Prayer is a treasure. Last year at James Street, when we studied Adam Hamilton's Revival, which is a 6-week study remembering John Wesley, who is the founder of Methodism, John Wesley's journey of faith, and the revival of faith that happened through Methodism, one thing that really struck me about John Wesley was not only his dedication to prayer, but also John Wesley's prayer room. He actually had a prayer room off of his bedroom. He used it at least morning and night. This struck me because most of us have a closet this size off of our bedroom. John Wesley had a prayer room off of his bedroom. He treasured prayer. And then this all reminded me of our primary text, where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. And then our scripture for today. But when you pray, go to your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is present in that secret place. And that's where John Wesley went to pray. The month of October for our stewardship campaign, we're focusing on Matthew 6, which is a part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And I just want to focus on one part of the Sermon on the Mount, which is this was a time for Jesus to teach his people life lessons. Why did he say, don't make a spectacle of yourself in prayer? Well, it seems as though some men in Jesus' time would make a scene in public praying, but what was coming out of their mouths was not genuine. Claudio Carvelis, professor at McCormick Theological Seminary, says, "It seems like there was an Olympics of piety, a going on where one person fought another to show how pious one could be. Jesus called these people hypocrites, whitewashed, and demanded a different way of living out their faith. They were making a scene because they wanted people to think they were doing all the right things, but it wasn't in their hearts. So don't pray if it's not in your heart. Pray in private, authentically. So many people pray for us in private. We don't even know how many people are praying in private for each of us sitting here. And that's why we'll never truly know how many prayer warriors we have in our community. Today we can pray together in public, but it must always be authentic. Prayer is important in community as well. Prayer visuals pop up almost spontaneously to assist a community in the grieving process. And something special happens when people pray together in a worship community, just as the hymn says, "The presence of the Lord is in this place." The practice of saying grace before dinner invites Jesus to the table. What a treasure. The interesting part about treasure is that it's twofold. When we listen as much as we talk while we pray, as Mother Teresa says, God speaks in the silence of our heart. Listening is the beginning of prayer. Prayer is a treasure because we have a place to turn. Prayer is also a treasure because when we listen or act, when we feel moved to do something, we can be a part of God's plan and God's love. So you may be thinking, well, okay, I pray all the time. What do you want me to do with all this information today? And what I'm saying to you is I challenge you. I'm challenging you to pray daily or more than daily, more often than once a day. And this is another quote from Mother Teresa. "I used to believe that prayer changes things, but now I know that prayer changes us, and we change things." So I'm challenging you to pray. And the United Methodist Church citywide clergy are asking folks to come together. Don't say anything about the time, because I've already had the conversation with them. On Wednesdays at 7 a.m., and get together and pray about what we need to be doing in the city. We're praying for direction for the Syracuse churches, both individually and collectively. This is a time of discernment, where we at University United Methodist Church, where are we headed? And who will we serve? And who will the city churches, United Methodist churches as a whole, serve? And so as you pray, I'm asking you to share your thoughts and your insights that you receive in your prayer. And please, come along with me at 7 a.m. on Wednesdays. So next week is Pledge Sunday. You'll be receiving a letter and a pledge card in the mail this week. Our hope is that you spend some time in prayer. The decision to make a pledge is between you and God. We will have a small ceremony to mark the moment of our congregation's pledge to all the Spirit-filled ministry that will happen here at the corner of University Avenue and East Genesee Street. The treasure of prayer is a treasure for the prayer, the recipient of the prayer, the community praying, and the being prayed for, and a treasure that God has given us, so that we take action. Where your treasure is, your heart will also be. Or, where your treasure is, there your prayer will also be. Amen.